感谢神，我们在今天这个主日，我们再次来思想主耶稣基督的降生。
Thank God, in this Sunday we continue to study the born of Jesus Christ.
我们先来读几处圣经的经文，我们大家可以一起来起立。
Let's read together several scriptures.
我们可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们先一起来读弥迦书的五章二节。伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有。我们再来读以赛亚书的42章第一节到第二节。第一节起，看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持所拣选心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦，他不喧嚷不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。我们再来读以赛亚书53章2节。他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地，他无家形美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。我们最后一起来读希伯来书的4章15节。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，道成肉身来到世上。
We thank you, give us the only begotten Son, word become flesh, come to this world.
感谢你赐给我们这得救的信心，让我们仅仅因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免。
We thank you, give us the face of salvation just by trust. What Jesus Christ has done, our sin will be forgiven.
感谢神将你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
让我们从圣经的话语当中真正来认识我们的救主主耶稣基督。
So from the Bible, we can truly know our Savior, the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在两天前的礼拜五晚上平安夜的聚会当中，我们来思想耶稣基督降生是要来做王的。
Last Friday, the Christmas Eve our gathering, we studied that we think about Jesus Christ to come to this world to become a king.
耶稣来到这个世界上，不是来做分发礼物的圣诞老人。
Jesus come to this world is not a Santa Claus to distribute good gifts.
耶稣来到这个世界上，耶稣是要做万王之王，耶稣是要来掌权的。
And Jesus come to this world, he is going to be control, and he is going to become the King of Kings.
那么主耶稣基督到底是怎样的一位王呢？
And what kind of king that Jesus Christ is?
那么曾经几乎统治了整个欧洲的拿破仑，在他晚年的时候讲过这样的一番话。
And the person almost conquered the whole Europe, that Emperor Napoleon at its end of time, he said this.
他说从古至今所有的君王都有千军万马，都有千万的侍从跟从他们。
And it's from the ancient time till now, all the kings has a lot of armies and a lot of servants to follow them.
他们征服了无数的土地，他们统治了无数的百姓。
They conquered all the land, they controlled all the peoples.
他说汉巴尼啊，亚历山大啊，还有我拿破仑啊，都是这样的。
It's like Hamney and also like Alexander the Great and like me.
就是我们这些人呐、啊，我们是靠什么来建立我们的国呢？我们靠武力，我们靠强权。
And so basically, the king, great kings, emperors like us, we establish the power is by the force.
但是有一天， 我们的国都会消失，人们会忘记我们。
But one day our kingdoms will disappear and people will forget us.
当我执政的时候，哎呀，曾经也有很多的人就是为我去牺牲呐，为我去舍命。
And when I was in power, there's a lot of people willing to, sacrifice themselves for me.
但是呢，要这些人来为我去打仗，为我去牺牲的时候，我要对他们演讲，我要看着他们，我要看他们的眼睛，他们才会为我去牺牲上战场。
But in order for them to fight for me, I have to, speak to them. I have to look at their eyes to drive them to the battlefield.
但是耶稣跟这个世界上所有的王都不一样。
But Jesus is different from any kings of this world.
他没有军队，他没有这个仆从，他手无寸铁，身无分文。
He had no army, he has no servant, he has no money.
他出生的时候非常的贫穷，死的时候也是非常的凄惨。
He was born poor and was died miserably.
但是他的国度却无穷无尽。他说，十八个世纪以来，千千万万的人为他们没有亲眼见过的耶稣去牺牲，去舍命。
But his kingdom is endless, and for 18 centuries, countless people died for those they never saw that Jesus Christ.
那么这些人都以为了耶稣去受苦，甚至去受死，去牺牲，而感到这是至上的光荣和荣耀。
And all those people I feel great honor that they are able to die for those for this Jesus Christ.
他说：“世上所有君王的国都有兴盛，也都有衰败。
”And he said, "All the kingdoms of this world has a time for prosper and a time for destruction."
但是耶稣所建立的国度却永不会消失。
But the kingdom of Jesus Christ will never disappear.
所以，当拿破仑在他晚年的时候讲过这番话之后呢，过不了多久，他就离开人世。
So Napoleon, after he said about this, and he left the world.
当然了，人类的历史也证明他这番话确实是事实。
Of course, the history of mankind proves that what he said is true, is a fact.
耶稣基督降生是要做万王之王，是要做王的。但是耶稣和这个世上的君王又都不一样。
Jesus Christ born to be a king of kings, lord of lords, but he is different from any kings of this world.
耶稣不像人们心中所期盼的那样的一个拥有强权的君王。
Jesus is not like people expect a king with a power a mighty.
他反而更像一个非常平凡、非常普通的人。
He is a king is more like ordinary people.
他出生在一个非常贫穷的家庭。
He was born in a poor family.
这个世界上贫穷的家庭远远多于富有的家庭。
In this world, the poor family problem is much, much more than the rich family.
你去到世界上任何的地方，你会发现有一个一样的共同点，就是穷人永远比富人要多很多很多。
No matter where you go in this world, you will find something in common. That is, poor is much more than the rich.
所以耶稣就出生于一个非常贫穷的家庭。
So Jesus was born in a very poor family.
他曾经从事非常普通的职业，他是一个木匠。
He used to have a very ordinary occupation. He is a carpenter.
他没有军队，没有仆人，他没有宫殿，他甚至连自己一所房子都没有。
He has no army, has no servant. He don't have his palace, and he even don't have his own house.
他没有受过。所谓的精英的教育或者是高深的这个教育。
He doesn't have a so-called elite education.
他也不属于当时世界上所谓的精英阶层。
He also not belong to the upper class at that time.
甚至连主耶稣的相貌都是非常非常普通的。
Even the look of Jesus Christ is very ordinary.
圣经说主耶稣为没有家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
Bible said Jesus does not have the comeliness, and also there is no beauty of him so that we desire of him.
也就是说，当我们看见耶稣的时候，我们觉得哎呀，这太普通太普通了，一点点记忆点都没有，想不起这个人，太普通了。
Put it in the understandable term, basically said when you see saw this person, this is so ordinary, so nothing kind of special make you remember of is how he looks.
他就像这个世界上千千万万非常平凡的相貌，非常普通的相貌一样。
And he just like thousands of countless people has just a very ordinary look.
我们也特别注意到主耶稣基督从来没有给这个世界留下一张他自己的画像，所以今天大家看到任何描绘耶稣的像都不是真实的。
So we all notice that Jesus never left one of his portrait to this world. So today, whenever you see a portrait of Jesus Christ, that's not real.
耶稣不仅相貌非常非常的平凡，圣经也说他不喧嚷不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音，也就是说他是一个非常平凡的人，很多人都注意不到他，很多人听不到他的声音。
Bible not only said his look is very ordinary, Bible also said how he behave is like he don't cry out, he don't make noise to make people draw people's attention. Basically, says it's so ordinary that he don't draw any attention to him.
耶稣家乡的人评价耶稣说：“这不就是那个木匠吗？这不就是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他的妹妹不就在我们这里吗？”
And the countryman of Jesus Christ comment on Jesus, is he that the carpenter and Mary's son and his sisters live among us.
所以他家乡的人看耶稣，这不就是很普通的一个人吗？他的普通的家庭啊，他的弟弟妹妹们不都在我们当中吗？
So basically said, his countrymen basically is a very ordinary people, his families live among us, his brothers and sisters all live with us in the same village, I guess.
当魔鬼在耶稣最饥饿、最软弱的时候，魔鬼来试探、攻击耶稣。
When the devil tempted Jesus, when Jesus was in the most tired and hungry time, and the devil come to tempt Jesus.
魔鬼要耶稣行一个神迹来证明自己是神的儿子。
And he wanted Jesus to perform a miracle to prove he is the Son of God.
但是耶稣没有行任何神迹，耶稣用最平凡，也可以说每一个信靠神的人都会使用的最普通的方式来抵挡魔鬼的试探。
But Jesus didn't perform a miracle. He just used the very ordinary way, or the way that anyone who trusts God can use to against the devil.
这种最平凡、最普通的方式，也是真正最有力量的方式，就是用神的话来抵挡魔鬼的试探。
The way you use it against the devil is the very ordinary, but it's the most powerful, is that use the word of God against.
这是每一个信靠神的人都可以去运用的方式，这不是什么超能力，不是什么神迹，每一个人，每一个信上帝的人都可以使用。
The way that Jesus used to resist the devil is the way that every, so ordinary, that everyone who trusts God can use.
如果你看到耶稣，他身上没有任何一个地方抓住你的眼睛好像让他显得脱颖而出，与众不同。
If you see Jesus Christ, you kind of Jesus seems doesn't have anything to capture eye, so that he will stand out among the crowd.
我们刚才说到，他有非常非常平凡的普通的相貌。
And we said he is a very ordinary looking.
然后他当然没有什么非常华美的衣服，让你一看就知道，哇，这个很贵的，没有。
Of course, he didn't wear very expensive clothes.
当然了，他也没有像司徒约翰那样穿很奇怪的衣服，就是骆驼的皮毛。耶稣也没有。
Of course, Jesus also didn't wear like a very strange clothes like John the Baptist, and John wear this skin of the camel.
所以，你如果单纯看耶稣的外表外貌，他就像这个世界上千千万万的最普通、最普通的人一样。
So just from the appearance, outward appearance, Jesus is just so ordinary, just like thousands of the ordinary people.
当耶稣被人家误解、被人家污蔑、被人家辱骂和鞭打的时候，
when Jesus was misunderstood and when he was humiliated and be beaten,
耶稣也就像这个世界上千千万万被欺压、被压迫的受苦的人一样，他们没有反抗、没有抗争，甚至都没有呼号，就默默承受。
And, And Jesus, just like thousands, thousands today, the people, when they face this type of persecution or this type of oppression, they just didn't cry out. They have no power against, and they just endure silently.
也就像这个世界上千千万万的普通人，耶稣身边也都是些普通朋友。
And just like thousands of ordinary people around Jesus, they are all ordinary friends.
耶稣身边没有什么社会精英呐、达官贵人，就是总是围绕着耶稣。耶稣身边就是一群非常普通的农民呐、渔民呐、罪人呐。
Around Jesus, there is no super famous people, superstar, and the people around Jesus are very ordinary people, fishermen, farmers, and a tax collector.
耶稣也不像历史上那些伟大的君王，就是历史上那些伟大的君王，他们就是好像在人的面前就是很刚强、很勇敢的样子，但是耶稣却当着众人的面，耶稣会哭泣、会流泪。
And Jesus also not like all those great king or emperors among when in front of people, they always show their power mighty and very strong. Jesus himself, even among the public, he can cry.
那么就像在拿撒路的坟前，耶稣就难过的哭了。就像这个世界上许许多多的平凡人、普通人，当他们失去自己的亲友的时候，他们那样的痛苦，他们那样的难过，他们会哭、会流泪。耶稣就是这样。
In front of the tomb of Lazarus, and Jesus, just like all ordinary people, when they lost their friend, they can cry, and Jesus cried.
在克西马尼园里面，耶稣更是就像一个小孩子，在那里哭，在那里向他的天父上帝哀哭。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus just even like a little children and cried in front of his father.
所以，如果我们来看福音书，福音书里所记载。所显明出来的耶稣，他很多很多的时候，就像这个世界上最平凡、最普通的人，就像我们身边的人。
And so, if we look at the Gospels, that which the recording of Jesus Christ, we can see Jesus is just like a very ordinary people, like thousands, thousands of us.
所以，就像我们刚才所读到的，希伯来书四章十五节，这里有一句话，他凡事跟我们一样。
And so, just like we with the scriptures we read in the Hebrew chapter 4, verse 14, he said, in all point, he tempted as we are.
就是他在很多方面就跟我们一样。
And basically, and all, in all the points, he is like us.
耶稣不仅他是一个最普通、最平凡的一个人的样子来到这个世界上，来传讲天国的福音。耶稣也要求他的门徒去做一个平凡的人。
And Jesus is not only come to this world in a very ordinary format as a format of a human being. And Jesus also asked his disciples, his followers, to become of ordinary people.
跟从耶稣基督的门徒，他们很多次就在那里争，就在那里争啊，谁为大，谁为大。
And at that time, a disciple of his followed Jesus, and they are actually.Argue among each other who would be the greatest.
然后呢，还有门徒对耶稣说：“啊，耶稣啊，有一天你真正的当了王啊，那你一定要让我做大官啊。
”And even there's some disciple that asked Jesus, told Jesus, "Once you got the power, become a king, then make me a high official of yours."
所以这些门徒在当时呢，他们反映出这个世人一个非常普遍的心态，就是我们要追求出人头地啊，我们要追求比别人更强啊，要做华人常说所谓的人上人。
So at this time his disciple, their attitude in the for them to follow Jesus is they want to become somebody and want to become a people above the people.
我不要做一个 nobody, 我要做一个 somebody.
我觉得这个, I don't want to become an ordinary person, I just want to become a some people important.
但耶稣却对这些门徒说，你不要去追求什么出人头地，不要去追求什么要做人上人，你们要去做服侍别人的人。
But Jesus is teaching to his disciples, do not pursue to become a greatest, but become the servant.
我们今天有没有哪个父母这样来教导自己的孩子？
As aparents of us today, we teach our kids in that way?
我们今天有没有哪个基督徒的父母这样来教导自己的孩子？
As Christian parents, are we teach our children in this way?
我相信很多的时候我们不是这样的。
Probably many times we're not.
很多时候我们希望我们自己的孩子，哇，最优秀，最成功，去最好的大学，去最好的公司，
A lot of times we wish our children to be most successful and get into the best college, the best company.
那别人呢？别人那些年轻，哎呦，那他们就落到后面去了，不管他们了。你要最高最强的。
So the teaching basically, you want to be the best, you know, regardless of what the others.
但耶稣不是这样的。
But Jesus didn't teach this way.
耶稣让他的门徒不要去追求什么出人头地，你们就做一个普通人，你们就做一个平凡人，你们去做那些服侍人的人，你们去做那些别人注意不到的，那些服侍别人的人。
Jesus asked his disciples, do not be, try to pursue become a famous person, just to become ordinary people, to serve.
其实当拿破仑晚年的时候，他讲了那么一大段关于地上的君王和耶稣之间的一个对比，其实反映出拿破仑心中的一个困惑。
And in Napoleon's time, when to his end of his life, when he spoke of this whole thing about the comparison between the earthly king and with Jesus, actually to reflect some kind of confusion he has.
因为拿破仑他其实他有个问题想不明白，他怎么为什么如此平凡，如此普通，甚至如此这个渺小的耶稣，居然能够影响到历史历代那么多的人。
Because he just don't understand. He has an issue with that. Why this is so ordinary Jesus Christ has such a great influence from generation to generation.
为什么看上去这么一个软弱的，又没有军队，又没有强权，甚至寿命在地上的寿命都很短暂，30多岁就死了，但是他却改变了无数人的生命，历史历代的。
Why this ordinary people and seems very weak, has no power, no army, and even his life is short, only lived for 33 years old, but he changed thousands, thousands of lives.
他真正成为许许多多的人，千万人甚至亿万人心中的王，这些人愿意为他们的王去舍己去牺牲。
And it truly become a king of a thousand thousand people, and those people are willingly to die for their king.
为什么平凡的耶稣对人却有如此大的一个感召力？
Why such a ordinary Jesus have such a great impact to the to the people.
当然我们有弟兄姊妹就说，那当然了，他是神呐。
Of course, sometimes we said, of course, he is a God.
我们先把这个问题放在一边。耶稣是道成肉身的神，耶稣就是上帝，但是他没有用人们所想的那种神的那种方式。
Yeah, let's set aside this question. True, that God is the word become flesh. He is God. But when he lived on earth, he didn't use.The method that people would perceive, the method God would use.
神的方式是什么？命立就立，说有就有，这上帝的方式，这人们想的。
Because God's method, basically God's say it, is to be, and want things to happen, the things happen.
上帝说有光就有光，有天就有天，有地就有地，一句话的事。
God said there should be light, there will be light, and there should be formed heaven and earth, it's formed.
耶稣是不是用这样的方式来改变人心，来掌管人心呢？
Does God use this type of way to change people's heart and to have become the Lord of people's heart?
主耶稣不是用这样的方式，对不对？
And Lord Jesus didn't use that way.
好，就当我来思想，哎呀，为什么平凡的耶稣对人有如此大的感召力？后来我就来思想另外一个问题，在我的信仰生命当中，哪些人给我有真正的这个非常大的影响力，甚至可以说是改变了我的信仰生命。
Well, we think about Jesus, why the ordinary Jesus actually have such an impact in person's life. I'm thinking about in my own life, what kind of people actually had an impact or actually changed my life.
后来当我回想的时候，我发现原来真正影响我的信仰生命，甚至说改变我生命的人，他们往往都是些最平凡、最普通的人。
And I think, think in some more, I think I find out in my life and truly had an influence upon me and all changed my life. They are all kind, ordinary people.
他们不是什么好像伟大的布道家，伟大的这个，神所使用的大大的仆人，他们不是这样，往往是一些最平凡、最普通的人。
They're not like a great evangelist or great pastor or something, but they are very ordinary people and they truly had impact in my life.
我想第一个对我信仰生命有一个深深影响的，就是我在20多年前给我施洗的那个弟兄。
And the first one I thought of is that about 20 years ago he baptized me.
那这个弟兄呢，他就是一个普通的工人，他只有小学的文化程度。
And this brother actually is just an ordinary worker. He only got elementary education.
那么，因为他的20多年前呢，因为那个时候他的工资非常的低嘛，那么他在晚上的时候呢，他就会骑摩托车去带人家，然后赚一点这样的一个车钱，三轮摩托车啊。
So basically, that about 20 years ago or 20 some years ago, his wage is very low. So outside of his regular work, he uses the motorcycle to give people a lift to earn some extra money to support a family.
从他的口中，我从来没有听到过什么高深的神学，因为他就是小学文化嘛，他也没有行过什么神迹奇事，但是他对上帝那种真实的信心，那种真诚的爱。确实深深的影响我，深深的可以说改变我的信仰观念和信仰生命。
From his mouth, I never hear any very profound theology or some great sermon, but from his genuine love to God, that truly have an impact that changed my life.
所以他在晚上的时候呢，他要骑这个三轮摩托车去带人家，就赚一点车费啊，他这个是要养家糊口的。
And, you know, after his regular work in the evening time, he needs to ride his motorcycle, give people a lift to earn extra money to support the family.
那他不是什么要提高生活质量，要改善生活，他就是要养家，要糊口。
What the extra work he do is not something like today we call it, which are improve our quality of life. It's just to make the end meet.
那么到晚上是他少有的可以赚钱的机会，因为到晚上人们要赶时间呢，才会去坐这样的车。
And also in the evening time or the night, it's the best time for him to earn extra money because usually people need a ride at that time.
但是呢，当时教会每个礼拜至少3个晚上都有聚会。
But at that time, our church actually every week at least have 3 evenings we will have a gathering.
然后这个弟兄呢，他从来他没有耽误过一次聚会。
And this brother never missed any single gathering.
他还在带领聚会。
And he will lead the church.
他甚至愿意放下这个养家糊口的机会。
And he willing to give up this time to earn the money to support the family.
他要和弟兄姊妹在一起来思想神的话语。
He want to be with the brothers and sisters to study the word of God.
所以这些，我在这个弟兄身上没有看见什么伟大了不起的事情，也听不到什么高深的所谓的神学，但是我确实看见他对上帝的信心，那是真的。
So from him, I really don't see any great event or some great theology, but his faith to God is genuine.
他对上帝的爱，那是真的。
His love towards God is genuine.
后来我回想当时年轻的我，20多年前，我真的很羡慕这种人。
And I recall 20 years ago, I really admired and desired for such a life.
我那个时候，哎呀，所谓的受过高等教育，然后也喜欢读一些神学书，但是我看到这样的人，我羡慕他。
And at that time, I think I had a high education and I studied some theology. But when I look at this brother, I really desired of him.
这是真正的基督徒。
And this is a true Christian.
诚实地讲，我看到这位弟兄，我心中以前一些很荒唐的想法就破除了。
And honestly say, when I look at this brother, and then it just a lot of my wrong thinking kind of get away.
我以前很荒唐的想法，我就说，哎呀，这个世界上很多人说自己信上帝，很多人说自己是基督徒，都是装的。
Because a lot before that, I was thinking that in this world, a lot of people think, they say they are believing God, but they are all pretend, they are all hypocrisy.
真的相信有天堂？真的相信有地狱吗
？Truly believe there's a heaven and earth, hell.
真的愿意舍己背起十字架，跟从他们口中的耶稣吗
？Truly willing to deny themselves to follow that Jesus Christ in their mouths.
真的可以爱耶稣超过爱地上的一切，甚至超过爱自己的家庭，甚至超过爱自己的生命吗？真的吗
？Love Jesus more than everything else, their family, even their life.
说说而已，都是装的。这是我很多年前，我现在看是个很荒唐的想法。
That's what I thought at that time. Now I think it's very wrong thinking. But at that time, I think they all just lip service. They are all hypocrisy.
为什么神可以拿去我心中这样对基督徒、对基督教信仰一个很荒唐的想法？因为神让我看见这样一个最普通、最平凡的弟兄。
God let me see this honorary, very honorary brothers. And through him, God took away my wrong thinking about Christian life.
这个世界上真有，真有基督徒，真有信上帝的人。他们不是说说的，他们不是装的，他们是真的。
And this world, there is truly Christian. They truly believe in God. They are not doing the lip service. They are not hypocrisy.
我常常提到我的老牧师 Steve 弟兄，他也是我的好朋友。他其实也是一个非常普通的一个宣教士。
I often mention that Steve, my pastor, and is also a good friend. He also is a very ordinary evangelist.
他在神学院的同学，有些去到南美创办巨型的教会，多少万人，甚至十几万人的教会。
Some of his classmates went to us the.South American, and they established a mega church.
Steve 呢，一生大多数时间在亚洲，在异国他乡做一个宣教士，在中国大陆待了十多年。
And Steve, and most time in Asia, become serve as evangelist. In China, stayed more than 10 years.
世界上这样的宣教士，我相信千千万万。史蒂夫在他们当中可能是非常平凡、非常普通的一个。
I think there's thousands of this evangelist and in the world, and Steve probably is the one of them, very ordinary one among them.
我认识史蒂夫弟兄也是十多年，跟他在一起十多年。我诚实讲，我从他口里从来没有听到过什么高深的神学，也看不到什么行什么神迹奇事都没有。
We have known Steve for.More than like 10, 20 years, and to be honestly say, I never heard any kind of very profound theology from him or see him perform some miracle, wonderful things.
十多年在中国大陆，他也只带领十几个人信主，建立一个小小的教会。
And more than 10 years in China, and he only lead like 10 or 20 people to.Christ and have formed a very small church.
非常非常平凡普通的一个宣教士 Steve 弟兄，但是呢，他真的是一个改变我生命的人。
And a very ordinary evangelist, but he's truly a one actually changed my life.
很多年有一次我去香港参加一个福音大会，然后也参观一些在香港的福音机构。
Many years ago, I went to Hong Kong to attend a conference, gospel conference.
我去过一些非常成功的福音机构，哇，他们刚买下了一个大楼，他们办公室装修的非常的好，然后他们的福音事工也非常的兴旺。
And I visit, at that time I visit a gospel organization, and before I also visit some of the gospel organization. Some are very good about a big house and become a big organization.
但是给我印象最深，我只见过这些人一面，但是给我印象很深，可以说改变了我整个服侍神、服侍教会的一个服侍观念。
And but the, of among all the organizations, one of them actually have gave me most impression and changed my view about serving God is that this organization.
那么这就是几个弟兄姊妹他们在哪里服侍呢？他们在一个福音广播电台服侍，他们就是一个很小的一个办公室，很简陋的一个地方，但是他们几个人在那里坚持了几十年，甚至是几代人一直在那里坚持。
And this organization actually, it's just a gospel radio broadcast organization. And they have a very, several brothers and sisters stay there in a very small office, but they doing this time over time, even generation over generation.
每天竭尽全力做出最精心准备的福音广播节目，然后到时间播放出去，也也真的很少人在听，没有多少人在听。
And every day they do their utmost to prepare the best gospel program and broadcast on time. And they even know how many people actually listen to their broadcast.
那不是一天两天，不是一个月两个月，是几十年，几代人都在那里坚持。
They're not do it for a day or two, but many, many years and through the generations.
他们条件非常的简陋，他们这个收入非常的低。
They're in a very simple office, and the condition are not very, very simple. The equipment very simple, and the income are very low too.
也没有多少人知道这么一个小小的福音电台。
Because not many people knows this very small gospel radio organization.
但是他们那种对纯正的圣经真理、福音真理的这种坚持，和他们这几十年的坚持，老一代人过去了，新一代人又顶上来，这种坚持深深的触动了我。
But the way they hold on this to preach the genuine gospel, and over the time, through generation, has a great impact in my life.
所以我看到他们我才真正的明白，我以前读的那些什么舍己背十字架啊，什么那些死守真理，那些话才真正的不仅仅是停在我的脑袋里面，才真正的进入到我的这种生命或者是信仰里面去了。
When I saw them, then the things I learned before, deny yourself, take upon your cross to follow Jesus Christ or hold on the truth of the gospelis no longer become knowledge in my mind, but become things in my life.
他们当中没有什么知名的什么福音领袖，也没有什么，他们甚至都没有被邀请参加这个福音大会。
And among them, there's no such kind of famous gospel evangelist or leaders, and they even didn't invited to this conference.
当我看见他们的时候，跟他们就接触了一天，我心里说，这些人真的是圣徒啊。
When I saw them and I only stayed them with them one day, and I really think they are saints.
这个世界上这样的圣徒很多人是不知道，因为他们太平凡了，太普通了。
In this world, such a saint as many people don't know of them because they are so ordinary.
那有些弟兄姊妹可能会说，那冯涛弟兄，你都是接触一些普通的基督徒，你没有接触过那些有名的布道家，那你如果接触有名的布道家，你发现这些人更厉害，这些人更感动更多的人。
Maybe someone would say that because I haven't seen you only kind of have a contact with ordinary Christian. If you have a chance to contact with those famous Christian leader, then you probably will know those people will be even more have a more influence.
当然了，我在这里不是去贬低这些著名的布道家或著名的，我相信他们当中也确实有神所大大使用的神的仆人。
Of course, I want to make it clear, I'm not trying to look down those famous evangelists or pastors or whatever. I believe among them, they are the servant that God greatly used them.
但是我只是说我的信仰经历，我接触过一些好像很知名的布道家，但是确实都没有跟我留下太深太深的这种生命的影响和改变，甚至有的时候也不是留下很好的影响。
And I just spoke of my own spiritual life. In my life, I really didn't have a contact of famous evangelists or preachers that actually have a great impression in my life. Or even some contact I had didn't give me a good impression at all.
我记得很多年以前当时有一个非常知名的一个林恩布道家一位女士来到我所在的城市。
And I remember, many years ago, I have encountered a very famous at that time, it's a evangelist, and it come to our city.
当时我那个城市很多的基督徒啊，都去参加他办的这个奋心会啊，个林恩奋心会，因为很有名，他非常有名，在华人圈里面哈。
Is very among the Chinese Christian community. She's very famous at that time, and he come to our city to have a revive meeting of their of that time.
然后很多这个基督徒啊弟兄姊妹就去，然后说，哎呀，我说你们哎呀都去啊？他说是啊，你不知道吗？这个奋心家他有一句话嘞，他讲过一句话。
And so I ask brother and sister, oh, you guys all go there? Yeah, the brother and sister tell me, yeah. Do you know they have a slogan for this revive meeting?
他说，哦，你如果来参加我的奋心会啊，你有机会在地上捡到钻石的。
And the slogan is basically, if you come to this revive meeting, you have a chance to pick up a diamond on the ground.
后来呢，我没有去哈，但是有一个姊妹去了回来就说，她就说，哎呀，我虽然是没捡到钻石，但是真的有可能会捡到，有些人真的有可能会捡到。
And of course, I didn't go there, and one sister went there, and she came back, said, well, I didn't find a diamond, but maybe somebody find it.
我说真的吗？真的有人可能会捡到钻石吗？
And I said, was it true somebody will really find the diamond there?
他说有可能，因为在这个会场上，哎呀，无数的人在那里欢呼跳跃，哎呀，舞动啊，扭动，啊，极其的这个激烈的这个兴奋亢奋的状态，无数人都是这样。
And this is might be because if you see the revival meeting, there's so many people so excited, dancing, crying, and singing, and so excited.
那我们知道有些人手上喜欢戴很大钻石的戒指，对不对？
He said there might be somebody that willing want to wear a big diamond on their fingers.
现在人戴这个钻石戒指，都希望钻石越大越好。
And of course, that people want to have the diamond, the bigger the better, in the diamond ring.
Yeah, 这个鸽子蛋那么大。
And just like the egg of the dove.
然后我还觉得挺有意思，这样的人挺喜欢跟别人握手的。
And also, those people probably very like to shake hands with you.
Yeah, 你不注意到都不行。哇塞，好大呀！
Because they want to draw your attention.
你这样子哇，兴奋狂跳，有没有可能会甩掉呢
？So if they're so exciting in the revival meeting, you know, jump around or stretch your hand, it's possible they will lose their diamond ring.
真有可能会甩掉，真有可能会捡到。
So it's possible they lost it and you can find it.
参加这样的所谓的奋心会，哇，这样所谓的奋心家、布道家，结果。就像打了一剂兴奋剂一样，当时的亢奋，当时的狂热，完了以后脑袋里空空，什么都没有。
And when you participate this type of revival meeting, and at that time it's so exciting and passion, and it's just like being shot a stimulant. And but after that, it's nothing in your mind left.
你整场下来，你记不住什么福音的真理，什么扎心的道，你没有的。
After the whole meeting, and you can actually all those excitement, but there's nothing left in terms of the true gospel and the word of God that pierces into your heart.
那么这样的奋心家，这样的奋心会，如果说对人心有所改变的话
，So such evangelism, if we say they have some change, in the human heart.
那只是让人更加看，哎呦，这个地上的黄金钻石可以多捡一点的。
And that's only to draw people to see if there's a diamond on the ground, so I can pick up some.
不会让人真正去看天上的至高的上帝的。
And I will not lead people to look at Almighty God above.
只会让人更加贪爱这地上的短暂的荣华、财富、成功，不会让人更加渴望去追求。天上的荣耀
only lead people's eye towards the earthly temporal prosperity, but not the eternal glory of heaven.
我再次重复说，这个世界上有很多的伟大的布道家啊，奉心家，神所大大使用的仆人。我相信他们当中确实有合神心意，确实有神大大使用的仆人。我上面讲的是我自己信仰生命当中对我所影响大的人，都是。普通和平凡人。
Let me emphasize again. I believe in this world we have a great, great evangelist and a great preacher. That some of them are really is God's good servant. And what I said is just in my life, all the people had a great impact in my life are those ordinary people.
我往往从一些最普通最平凡的信徒身上我看见他们真实对上帝的信心，我们看见他对上帝真实的爱，这些影响了我，触动了我，甚至改变了我。
And from those ordinary people and their work, I truly see their genuine faith to God, their genuine love to God, and all those genuine faith and love has a great impact in my life.
有时候我心里就有这样的感叹，很多的时候啊，在教会讲台上站着的可能就是个讲员，在下面坐着的可能有圣徒。
And a lot of times I have this thinking, in the church, the person speaks, stand on the pulpit is just a speaker. But sit in among a crowd, there might be sin.
有一首老歌哈，里面有一句歌词叫做平凡的人给我最多感动。
And there's an old song, and there's a lyric said, the ordinary people give me the most impression.
现在很少人有人知道这个歌了，这个歌可能比较老哈。
Many people probably don't know this song, and it's an old song.
我现在回想，给我生命，信仰生命留下最深感动的，往往就是这些平凡人。
I'm thinking back in my life, in my spiritual life, those people give me the most impression and move me the most are those ordinary people.
耶稣基督怎样改变我的生命，怎样拯救我的生命呢？
How Jesus Christ changed my life and saved my life.
他在十字架上为我舍己。
He sacrificed himself on the cross.
我爱在十字架上为我舍己的耶稣。
I love the Jesus. He sacrificed himself for me on the cross.
我也爱耶稣基督的平凡。
I love the ordinary of Jesus Christ.
我常常想，如果耶稣他降生在皇宫里面，他出生在皇家，他有高高在世界上有至上的荣耀的地位。
And I always think that if Jesus was born of a noble family and was born in a palace, it's a very high upper class in this world.
数不尽的财富，无人匹敌的军队，如果耶稣是这样的一个超凡的不平凡的人。
And there's a countless army, and he is like it's very, very extraordinary person.
我有时在想，那他说的那些话，做的那些事，跟我这个平凡普通人又有多大关系呢？
Then I would say, whatever he said, whatever he did has anything to do with me, an ordinary person.
如果耶稣是这样一个高高在上的贵族皇家的耶稣，那他当对世人说你们不要忧虑的时候，
I'm thinking about if Jesus was born in a noble family, he's in the king's house or palace, when he said, do not worry.
然后像我这样的千千万万普通人平凡人活在痛苦当中，活在忧虑当中，迷茫的人听到耶稣这样讲，高高在上的皇家的耶稣这样讲，我们心里会怎么想？
And when Jesus said, do not worry, and then thousands of ordinary people, they live in the life that without worry, and what would they think if Jesus was a person that is in the live in the palace and say that word?
不要忧虑，你当然不忧虑了。And
of course you said do not worry. Of course you don't worry.
你什么都有啊。
You have everything.
你理解我们吗？
But do you understand us?
你过过一天像我们这样的日子吗？
Do you ever live a day, one day life like us?
你这个不要忧虑，你不是在医治，不是在安慰我们，你是在伤害啊。
And when you said do not worry here, you're not trying to comfort us, and you're not trying to heal us. Your do not worry is almost like a hurt to us.
你在我们的伤口撒盐啊。
You're just like a spring salt among the wound of our life.
我以前听过有一个姊妹讲一句话，她对有些基督徒讲这样的话，她说不要对我们说教，为我们祷告。
And I heard that one sister one time speak to some Christians, said, do not preach to us, pray for us.
今天很多的时候，基督徒像什么样的人？像那个约伯的那三个朋友。
And today, a lot of times, a Christian is like the three friends of Job.
当约伯在痛苦当中，在患难当，在苦难当中，这三个朋友来对约伯说什么？
And when Job in its agony, in its misery, and his three friends come to Job, what did they say?
你这里做的不对，你那里做的不对，所以你看你现在这个样子。
And they said, well, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, so that you fall in this situation right now.
哎呀，你要认罪，你要悔改呀，你要信靠神呐，你要喜乐啊，你不能这个样子。
And you need to confess your sin, you need to trust God, you got to repent, you cannot live like this, you need to be joyful.
这些话有安慰到约伯吗？
And are those words actually any comfort to Job?
只能让约伯的心更痛苦。
It's only make Job even more miserable.
所以约伯只能寻求从一位那里得到真正的安慰和医治，只能到神那里去了。
So Job only come to seek his comfort and healing to the one that can truly give, that is God.
感谢神，道成肉身的上帝，上帝的独生爱子来到这个世界上，他不是降生在皇宫里，他不是降生在皇家，他成为一个最卑微、最普通、最平凡的人。
Thank God that Son of God come to this world. He's not come to the palace. He's not born of noble family. He's become ordinary people like us.
我爱耶稣，我当然爱在实际上为我舍己的耶稣，但是我更爱，因为他是一个普通平凡的人。
I love Jesus. Of course, I love Jesus that died on the cross for me. Of course, I love that Jesus is ordinary people.
不是因为主耶稣的全能全知，而是因为耶稣凡事跟我们一样，跟我一样，他也受过患难，他也受过试探，跟我们一样。
We love Jesus not because of his almighty and because of all knowing, but he is like us. He suffered like us. He be tempted like us.
耶稣经历过我们所有人可以说都没有经历过最最黑暗的时刻。
Jesus actually experienced, we can say, no one else can ever experience the most darkest moment human life can ever experience.
无罪的人却落到那样的黑暗当中。
And a sinless person and falls into such a darkness.
很多时候我们都说，哎呀，我好孤独啊，没有人懂我，没有人理解我。
A lot of times we say, oh, I'm so lonely, no one knows me, no one understands me.
我们没有办法对耶稣讲这样的话。
We cannot say that to Jesus.
你有耶稣孤独吗？
Are you lonelier than Jesus?
很多时候说，哎呀，我们经历的痛苦，哎呀，别人不知道，没有经历过。我们有经历过像耶稣那样的痛苦吗？
And sometimes said the pain that we have been going through is no one else can experience. But have you experienced the pain that Jesus have gone through?
耶稣凡事跟我们一样，受过患难，受过痛苦，受过试探，走过最黑暗、最孤独、最无助的时刻。
And Jesus, in all points, is like us. He was had the suffering, had the pain, had the loneliness, and walked through the most darkest and painful moment.
所以耶稣讲的那些话、做的那些事，对我这样平凡普通的人，同样 经历患难孤独的人，跟这个世界上千千万万的人就有关系了。
Therefore, what Jesus said has something, has everything to do with us, ordinary people.
耶稣他的手来医治，来安慰我们，来擦去我们的眼泪，是因为他手上有钉痕。
And Jesus' hand come to lay upon us, to heal us, to wipe out our tears. It's because he has a nail, the wound of nail on his palm.
我相信我们在座的弟兄姊妹，很多人可能真正可能见过一些真正有钱人。
I think maybe among us, some people really see some rich people.
啊，或者非常这个社会上非常有地位的人。
Or very famous people. Or
我曾经接触过见过这样的人，是真有钱，是真有地位，在这个世界上。
And I do see that such people they're really rich and they're really famous.
一握他们的手，我就知道了。
And when I shake their hand, I know.
皮肤极其的柔软，保养的极其的好。你看这个男子汉高高大大的，哇，这个手，这个像婴儿一样的皮肤，非常的温柔温软，那个皮肤嫩得不行。我就说，哇，真有钱，这不是，这真有钱。
When you shake his hand, you can feel their skins are being such a good take care of, and I just can immediately feel, yeah, this is a rich.They're truly rich people.
握下，要赶紧松开，算了，别再握了。
So,
有距离，你知道吗？有距离。
So I just probably don't want to hold it that long because it's distance among us.
我们不一样。
We're different people.
我的手很粗糙的。
And my hand is very rough.
耶稣的手是怎样的手
？And what the hand of Jesus had?
我们见过木匠的手吗
？Have you seen the hand of a carpenter?
甚至几千年前的木匠，他的手会怎样
？And think about, imagine that thousands of years ago, a carpenter, what his hand looks like.
而且这双手上粗糙的手还有钉痕。
His hand is not very rough, but also has the wound of the nail.
耶稣不是细嫩的手，不是富贵人家的手，不是这个婴儿一般柔嫩的手。木匠的手，钉痕的手，粗糙的手，只有这双手才能医治我们，才能擦我们的眼泪。
The hand can heal us and can wipe off our tear is not very a good take of the hand, but the hand is a hand of a carpenter, the hand with the nail, with the wound of nail.
我们爱耶稣，他是我的王。不是因为他全知全能，不是因为他高高在上，因为他凡事跟我一样。
We love Jesus is not because he's almighty and he all knowing, but he's like in all points is like we are.
我们最后请大家起立，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。
And then let's stand up. Let's read in closing. Let's read two scriptures.
我们再一次来读希伯来书的4:15。
First, let's read Hebrews 4:15.
起，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。我们再来读腓立比书的2:5-11。
Philippi chapter 2, verse 5 to 11.
那五节起，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超万民之上的名，叫以在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
We thank you, give us only begotten Son Jesus Christ, would come flesh, come dwell among us.
他成为人的样式，他成为最卑微的样式。
In the form of human and becomes the most humble one.
他就可以来拯救这个世界上最平凡、最普通，甚至最卑微的人。
So he can save in this world the most ordinary, most humble people.
啊，愿圣灵光照我们，打开我们的心门。
May the Holy Spirit should light upon us and open our heart.
让这样的主耶稣，让道成肉身，成为奴仆的样式的主耶稣住在我们的心里，做我们生命的王。
Let this Jesus, the servant of Jesus, and come into our heart and become the king of life.
愿圣灵光照带领我们，让我们能够以耶稣基督的心为心。
And may the Holy Spirit lead us so we can have the heart of mind of Jesus Christ.
效法他的脚中去行。
Follow his footsteps.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.